95.1. The One.
Okay, good morning. Hey, what's happening? How we doing? 10 a.m. Saturday morning in the park. I feel like it's the 4th of July. That's maybe a song from Chicago. It's the 14th day of June, 2025.
Hi, folks. This is Natalie Draper.
Well, hi,
Natalie.
Tune
in on the first Friday of the month at 8:40 for a discussion about what's happening at the Northfield Public Library. If you miss it live, you can find it at kymnradio.net or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we appreciate that so much for supporting KYMN. So we got some overcast skies right now. It's the 14th day of June, and today has got a lot of stuff going on today. There's the Art in the Park over here at the Old Bridge Square in downtown Northfield. You can come out and enjoy some of that. You might want to bring your umbrella. Chances are there's going to be a chance of light rain throughout the day. So basically between now and... probably the 4th of July. Probably a chance of rain. Needless to say, the forecast for the next several days is just going to be wet. That's it. So if you're a duck and you act like a duck and you quack like a duck, chances are you're a duck. You're going to love it. You're actually going to love it. Today, there's a slight chance of showers throughout the day. Thunderstorms, possibly. I know a lot of people don't like the thunderstorms. They enjoy the rain and the little pitter-patter of the rain. I like a good old-fashioned thunderstorm. Let the lightning and thunder roll, baby. Good times. Hey, but that's just me, and I'm not stable mentally anyhow. So today, it looks like mostly cloudy skies, on again, off again. Showers, thunderstorms throughout the day, a high of near 70. So if you're going to be out and about, whether you're supporting the 450th anniversary of the United States Army or the No Kings Day or whatever it is that you want to voice your opinion on today, it is going to be a chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day. Not too severe, but for the most part, cloudy skies, 70. Tonight looks like a chance of showers and thunderstorms likely with a 60% chance, cooling off to around 61 with some overnight fog into tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow, it looks like showers are likely again, probably about a 70% chance throughout the day. Mostly cloudy, light rain, on again, off again. 78 is the high for tomorrow night. Again, about a 60% chance of overnight showers on Sunday night. Mostly cloudy, cooling off to 65. So the temperatures are maintaining themselves in that 60 to 70 range. So not a high fluctuation as far as that is concerned. For Monday, 50-50 chance of some showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, a little bit of sunshine and a high of 85. And then for Monday night, showers are likely. Showers and thunderstorms, 70% chance, cooling off to only 64. And then Tuesday looks like, again, chance of showers or thunderstorms, high of maybe 81. Wednesday, you're looking at a high of around 79, about a 60% chance of showers. Okay, that's Wednesday. That's so many days away. The jet stream can change. The powers that be that can change. The weather balloons can, anything can change. You might even change your socks, your underwear one of these days between now and Wednesday, and it could affect the weather. Trust me, it really could. 60 overcast skies, no moisture in the air right now. While there's moisture in the air, it just hasn't come down and hit the ground just yet, as far as we know. So welcome to the Raider Wrap here on KYMN. It is a, end of the season wrap with the Raider Wrap here today. We're hoping to have Mel Miller on the program yet today, the girls' golf coach. Hopefully we'll be rolling through the studio here pretty shortly, along with Kat Mittendorf. She is going to take over, I believe, the Rock and Roll Revival. We'll find out what that's all about coming up. Congratulations to our state finalists and competitors in not only the boys and girls track team, but the boys and girls golf team. Very successful over the week, and the girls track team finishing 10th overall. And surprisingly enough, that's not their highest finish. They finished third in 1975. And that was the last time they won the section finals. And they won the section finals again this year. But they only placed 10. However, they scored more points than ever. They scored a high 32 points. That's their highest point ever in track history, and they took 10th overall. And we've got some updates and some scores and some fun stuff going on coming up a little bit later in the program as well. And hopefully Grant Selko did his math and actually, you know, dove into some of this, and we'll bring you some of those great highlights coming up here in just a couple of minutes here on KYMN. As a matter of fact, I think perhaps we may want to just, as we wait for Mel Miller and we wait for Kat to maybe roll into the program, we're going to hopefully see what happens with that. And with that said, why don't we take a listen to the Raider scoreboard and find out what happened all week. It's been a good week, so let's see what's going on.
Good morning, Raider Nation, and welcome to this week's Raider Wrap. I'm your host, Grant Selko, and you are listening to the very last scoreboard of this year. The Raiders sent four teams to the state competitions this week. Those teams were the boys' golf team, one of the girls' golfers, and both girls' and boys' track. To start off, the boys' golf team placed fifth out of eight teams with a score of 304 total. Elias Eckern was the best scorer for the team with an overall place of 14 and a score of 74. He was then followed by Miles Poole and Darren Stewart, both getting 28th and a score of 76, and Will Cashin with a score of 78. Max Munoz also came in pretty close to Will with a score of 79. Griffin Canelli was the final scorer for the Raiders with an overall score of 81. Congrats to the boys for a very successful 2025 season. Along with the boys' golf team, the girls sent one golfer to state individually. That golfer was Karina Johnson. She had a very impressive showing, getting 15th overall with a score of 79. The girls' track and field team competed in the state AA championship meet this weekend on Wednesday and Thursday at St. Michael Albertville. On Wednesday, the girls had prelims where the Raiders had participants in the 2-mile, 100-meter hurdles, and 300-meter hurdles, 800-meter dash, and the 4x400-meter relay. They also competed in field events such as the long jump, high jump, and discus. Notable finishes included Ilana French getting fourth in discus and the 4x400-meter relay getting ninth in qualifying for the finals. Makai Patrika also had a good showing with getting second in the 800-meter dash and qualifying for finals. Emily Beham had a very impressive race, getting 8th in the 300-meter hurdles and qualifying for her finals. On Thursday, the girls competed in the finals, where they had a finishing 10th overall as a team out of 53 teams. Emily Beham placed 8th overall in the 300-meter hurdles. Micaiah placed 4th overall in the 800 and 5th in the mile. The 4x4 placed 9th overall, and Alania French became the state champion by placing first in the shot put. Boys also sent a solid amount of runners to the state meet. Some highlights that the guys had were Savion Severson breaking his own school record with a 100-meter dash of 10.72 seconds. Isaac Schleif PRing in the 800 with a time of 1 minute 58 seconds. And Stephen Feig just coming up short and getting second in the pole vault. That's it for this week's scoreboard on the Raider Wrap. Thank you for listening. You are listening to KYMN 95.1, The One.
Well, wasn't that enlightening, boys and girls? That was fantastic. Except he made a little bit of an error there. The girls' golf team had more than one person participate in the golf. Annika Johnson was also on the AAA team. She placed 36th overall, along with Karina Johnson, who was 24th. Overall, she had a 161, and Annika had a 165, just four shots off. And if you're trying to figure out what the difference was there, there was an Ava Hanneman from Orono who won the first place at a total of 142. So 72 on the first day, 70 on the second for a 142. Karina had 79 and 82, and then Annika had 84 and 81. And both of them are juniors. So we got that going for us, which is kind of nice. So that'll be good coming in. And if you missed it, the lead in that sports story should have been Elena French. She is the state champion in shot put. Elena had a great day throwing four of her six throws above 40-foot mark. She had some pretty big motivation after not making the podium last season and proved to herself and the field that she had what it took to become a state champion. Yes, that is correct. She will be competing at St. Thomas next year in college. So she'll graduate. Congratulations to Elena French. Just an outstanding season. And first place. Way to go. Fourth place in the discus was Elena. She also took fourth place. High jump, Amber Mahal. Congratulations. 15th place. Sydney Livingston in long jump. We met Sydney last week. If you guys weren't listening or paying attention, young Sydney was here in the program, and she participated in three different events in the state. She took 37th place overall with long jump at 15 feet, 7.25 feet. And I believe, I'm not sure, she wanted to try to get to 16, but she was just a little bit off there. And congratulations to them as well. What else was going on? We got the 4x4 relay. They were in ninth place. The 300 hurdles was Emily Beham, eighth in the state overall. Eighth overall. That's pretty impressive, boys and girls, just to make the state, let alone place eighth. Our team of the 800 meter was fourth place. Micaiah Petrica, which you heard, she was fourth place. She also took fifth in the 1600. Our relay teams did fantastic. Sydney, Addison, Emily, and Micaiah were all ninth place in the 4x400. And then Claire, Anna, Peyton, and Addison, all in the 4x800. Congratulations to those ladies. And then in 16th place in the 3200, Anna Forbird took 16th place. She was ranked 20th going into the race and ended up being number 16th. She pushed the first mile and hung on to her place in the second half in order to maintain 16th place overall. There's hundreds of runners out there, and she took 16th. Anna, way to go. Anna was in here, I don't know, a month ago. And it's all about, well, you know, I just go out there and do the best I can. And, you know, I just try to do what I can to help the team. And she's a rock star. Anna, nice job. Way to go. Who are you kidding, girl? Come on. Step it up. Take pride. Yeah, you kick some booty. Yeah, good times. Hey, congratulations to our track team. Way to go. Fantastic. We're going to jump right way ahead. We're just going to, yeah, we're going to bypass everything here. And we already did the scoreboard, so he go. That's out of here. And now I guess we're going to check in with our Meet the Raider coming up with Grant Selko. So we might as well. You know what? Why don't we take a quick little break? You know, we'll chill. We'll relax. We'll do that. And then we'll come back. And if Kat gets in here or Mel gets in here, that'll be great. If not, we'll do the Meet the Raider. And I think Kat's rolling through the studio right now. So we're going to take a break, and then we're going to have a conversation with Kat Mittendorf coming up right here on the Raider Rap, AM 1080, 95.1 The One, KYMN.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Cravey, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Mallory Peterson, go Raiders!
This is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Builders, introducing Craywood. With 22 single-family homes, these are heavily wooded home sites for very custom homes. Whatever shape, whatever size, starting in the 600s. For decades, the Paulson family kept their little tree farm in the heart of our city, and now you can live there. There may never be another neighborhood with the new homes closer to the core, an easy walk to downtown or either college. Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom homes meet your budget and your dreams.
New years bring new projects, and whether those projects involve graphic design, website creation, or banners for your business, the folks at By All Means Graphics and Graphic Mailbox are here to get your new year off to the right start. Our team will meet you where you are, from creating a concept to fine-tuning the designs that you already have, all with the top-notch service and smiles for which we are celebrating. With two convenient downtown locations, we can create, print, and produce anything from business cards to vinyl decals to signage. Need to ship? Whether it's across town or across the globe, we're the experts. Stop down at By All Means Graphics on Bridge Square or Graphic Mailbox in River Park Mall on Water Street, or go online at byallmeansgraphics.com and graphicmailbox.com. We look forward to helping you make this new year the best year ever.
Hi, I'm Greg Evans, President and Chief Executive Officer at Merchants Bank. This year, Merchants is honored to celebrate 150 years of uninterrupted service as a community bank. It's a milestone that speaks to our stability and strength as an independent local bank. It's a source of great pride, and we wouldn't still be here without you. Thank you to our friends, neighbors, local businesses, and loyal supporters who have trusted us as a financial partner. We're proud to have helped fulfill thousands of hopes and dreams since 1875.
Looking for your next weekend escape? Discover Cannon Falls, Minnesota. Nestled between the Twin Cities and Rochester, Cannon Falls is your perfect getaway. Featuring scenic bike trails, tubing on the Cannon River, charming shops, and local wines and craft beer. Whether you're craving adventure or a peaceful retreat, it's all here. Come for the day or stay for the weekend. Cannon Falls, Minnesota's hidden gem. Plan your visit today at cannonfalls.org.
Wow, Northfield is such an active town.
I know. There's so much going on, but I feel like I never know about things until after they've happened.
I used to feel the same way until I learned about the Community Events Calendar.
Community Events Calendar?
That's right. The city hosts an online calendar where people can submit events happening in the area.
Oh, cool. I can even sort events by audience, so I can filter what's appropriate for date night and for the kids.
That's right. I even subscribe to the tailored weekly event newsletter. I never know what local hidden gems I'll see in my inbox.
For everything that's going on, events.northfieldmn.gov.
Locally owned, independently programmed, 95.1 The One.
Welcome back to the Raider Rap. Good morning, and welcome to KYMN 95.1 to 1 and AM 1080. And there is your high school roster. Rouser. Congratulations again to all the sports teams over the week. Golf team, track team, way to go. Fantastic. Raider Rap is about sports, but it's also about many, 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 many other things. That is right. There are more than just sports going on. It is called Activities, and one of the activities, of course, is theater, drama, however you want to present it. And welcome to the program for the first time, Kat Middledorf.
Dorp.
P, with a P on the end. P on the end. Okay, sorry, Kat. We've been talking about that, but yes. So, theater, drama.
Yeah.
Is it? Okay, so you are the officially appointed what?
I am the fall play slash musical director at the high school.
Okay, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I hope.
Yeah. Yeah, fantastic.
Rumor has it, when you were a junior, didn't you compete in some statewide event or something like that? Didn't you sing in the...
I did, yeah.
Was a junior?
So I participated in, I'm assuming you're talking about Allstate Choir probably, which I sang in Allstate Choir as a junior and as a senior in high school.
Okay,
yeah.
And you did pretty well, if I read that article correctly.
Yeah, I mean, it was a really fantastic opportunity. You get to work with like all of these stellar singers from around the state, kind of the top people from like all of the different high schools, and... my junior year, we spent a week up at Concordia College in Moorhead, working with some top-notch conductors from around the country. And then senior year, we were right here in town at St. Olaf, so got to experience the St. Olaf music world, and then I actually went on and studied at St. Olaf for four years.
Yep. Okay. Did you sing in the choir?
I did.
You did? All 4 years. Did you get to travel?
We did, yes. So my freshman year, I was in Manitou Singers, which is the first-year girls' ensemble. So all girls their first year are in that ensemble. But then I sang in St. Olaf Choir sophomore, junior, and senior year. So we did tours around the United States every single year. And then the summer after my sophomore year, we went to Norway for a month. And so we got to tour around Norway, sing over there. And then we actually recorded a Christmas special while we were there as well.
I was going to say St. Olaf is known for traveling the
mm-hmm.
country,
yes.
traveling the world.
Yes.
And St. Olaf is a world-renowned choir.
They are. Mm-hmm.
And so, but you just got one shot to Norway. Was that because of your choice? You just couldn't make it over there a couple of, or was it just one time that
it was
offered?
It was just one time. Yeah, they alternate between choir, band, and orchestra. So the choir goes every 3 years. Okay. So the one time that I was able to go abroad was summer after my sophomore year. We went to Norway. But we did travel. I mean, I feel like we covered almost all of the states while I was in the St. Olaf Choir. So we were out on the West Coast 1 year. We were out on the East Coast. We were down in like sort of Southeast as well 1 year. So we traveled a lot of the U.S. as well.
What does the St. Olaf Choir sing? Are you doing good old-fashioned, you know, 1600 classics? Are you doing pop culture? What is the St. Olaf? Is there anything that they sing, or do they sing at all?
They sing a lot. I would say it is mostly classical music. So we don't really do, like, arrangements of modern pop music. But as for compositions, I mean, we sang some Bach, so going way back hundreds of years. And then we would sing...
Bach.
Yes.
any MASH lovers would have understood what I was doing.
Oh, sure,
there, so
sure, sure.
That was Radar O'Reilly. Bach. Yes. So I don't. Did you ever watch MASH?
I did not watch
MASH. Well, there
no.
you go. So what you do when you leave here today? Google MASH. Mm-hmm. Bach. Radar O'Reilly.
All right.
And you'll get the gist of it. But it was funny. Anyhow, we digress. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was classical music, but from Bach all the way up to classical music that was being composed nowadays. Generally religious music, but not always. We would sometimes sing some secular music as well, yeah.
So you got out of college.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, what, 5 years, 6 years now?
I graduated from my undergrad in 2015. I just celebrated my 10-year anniversary up at St. Olaf. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
My, how time flies.
It really does. Yeah, I was up there for reunion weekend last weekend, 2 weekends ago, something like that. Got to see some
Must
of my
have been
old
a
roommates.
Great reunion was, if you can't remember.
Exactly. Yeah. It
so
was,
what
it
have
was
you
great.
Been doing for 10 years? Cat, I mean,
yeah.
You get out of college, then what?
Yeah, so I actually stayed in Northfield for a couple years after I graduated. I did some teaching of the Purple Door Youth Theater that the Northfield Arts Guild does, and then also did some other like summer theater camps through the Northfield Arts Guild. But then I actually went off to Boston for grad school. So I went to Boston University, also majored in vocal performance.
But were you performing during that time?
Well, I was, and then the pandemic hit. So
a lot of singing in the shower.
It was a lot of singing in the shower. I got really good at learning how to record myself. I would even do like Zoom operas, which doesn't make a lot of sense. Zoom operas.
So
yeah.
Did you had a stage presentation?
Well,
did you have an orchestra somewhere playing on the Zoom?
No, it was. Generally, you would either perform with a pre-recorded track, so someone would record it usually on piano, and then you would sing along with it. There was one time where we were able to sort of work something out where I was in one room and the pianist was in the other room, and we could, like, you know, send the music back and forth. But it was a lot of performing in your living room, and you would try to make your living room look like a set.
Who did you invite, or how did you get? Did you just put it out there and going, hey, we'll have a presentation on Tuesday at 7 p.m.
Yeah, so it was generally through my school, Boston University. And so oftentimes it would be recorded, and then I would have, like, I sent out an invitation to family and friends and put on a little, play the recording for them, and have a watch party like that. There were occasional live things. I did a lot of auditioning via Zoom, which is also not great.
Yeah, no.
You can't really see what the person is offering very well.
And the interaction.
Just,
I mean,
yeah.
There's nothing personal about it. It's like, okay. Well, and if you get bored, you could always turn your head. You could do it.
Right. Right. Exactly. Like, yeah. It was a unique challenge, and I don't want to go back to that.
I don't disagree with you there. That's for dang sure. So now you get done with college, you get done with your post-grad there, and now what are you doing?
I moved to Minneapolis for about 3 years and was working there, was working actually for a liquor distributor, so not with music at all, but did a lot of teaching of youth theater.
Oh, you don't know how much music you provided when you were selling that liquor. A lot of guys were sitting on it, sing me a song, yeah. You're the piano man.
Yep. So I worked with some youth theaters up in the cities and then just moved back to Northfield in January.
Because you got appointed that position?
No, I actually moved in with my parents, which I need to explain it because it sounds crazier than it is. They're both retired, and so they spend half the year over in Europe, and the house is just sitting empty. So I get to live there for free, and they are not there for half the year.
And you got to get the dust balls out of the corner.
Exactly.
Come on, there's a purpose.
Exactly.
There's perhaps not a bad gig if you can get it, just by the way. But so then all of a sudden, I don't know if it's all of a sudden. Is it all of a sudden that now this position rolls open?
It was kind of all of a sudden. So Bob Gregory Bjorklund was the fall theater director at the high school. And I obviously worked with him when I was a student. And then we've worked kind of throughout my young adult life as well. And so I knew that retirement was coming up at some point. I don't even want to say retirement because he's still very much involved. Okay. But I guess kind of stepping back a little bit. And so I knew that was coming up, but I did not anticipate it to be, you know, just 3 months after I moved here. But the position opened up, and I love working with students. And so it was kind of a dream position, and applied, and things worked out well for me.
Did he remember you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, we've been in contact kind of my entire adult life. Yeah, absolutely.
So it wasn't like he's, oh, I remember.
No. Okay. We've worked together. It's been a couple of years, but we've worked together. Yeah.
So I didn't know there was a fall program until now, till today.
Yeah.
Which is funny because you'd think I should know that. I am sure that you've posted things. You've posted things all over the place.
Yep.
And we just talked about this before we jumped on the microphones. And you've already had your tryouts.
I have, yes. Yep, we held auditions the last week of school, or I guess second to last week of school. So we are fully cast, and we are ready to start rehearsals as soon as school starts in the fall.
So you did rehearsals.
We had auditions.
Auditions.
Yes.
Excuse me, rehearsals when you actually do it.
Yes.
So auditions is, hey, come try out.
Exactly.
Well, first of all, can you tell us what you're going to be presenting?
Yeah, we are doing an adaptation of Sense and Sensibility by Jane Austen, it's a pretty big cast, which I was pretty excited about. We're going to have 22 students audition, or 22 students in the production. We had 28 auditions, so it was a really good turnout, which I was excited about.
Do you keep the other six on a spare? In case that person breaks their legs,
so
you might want to stay.
Some of them are actually going to be serving on our tech team, which I'm really excited about. We'll have one is going to be working as our assistant stage manager, and one is going to be working as our props coordinator. And so those are, very important roles. Exactly.
Huge.
The show doesn't happen without them.
Right.
So I'm really excited to get to work with them in
props
that capacity
manager
as well.
Okay. Props manager is huge.
Right.
That sets the stage of the stage.
Exactly.
And so that's a big, big part of it. So
whoever
you are, don't take it for granted. You can't do it without you.
Super important role.
Right. So I can tell you that I wasn't a prop manager. I was on the stage back in high school. So I know how important that is, especially if you do multiple scenes and things of that nature, because literally in between scenes, they are swapping stuff out and putting stuff up. And as a character, you're supposed to walk up to the left side of the sofa, stand, turn, and present your line.
Exactly.
Well, that has to be there.
Exactly.
And it has to be in the right spot.
It's
a huge difference.
Yes, it really does.
Very important position, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, very good. So you had the auditions. You've appointed the people. Now, what do you do between now? Because school doesn't start again until August, September, something like that.
September 2nd.
So September 2nd. So what do you do with them? Do you give them the script?
So the scripts are coming in July. So I'll be reaching out to probably some of the people with the bigger roles to get them their scripts so they can start working on memorizing. And then I will be doing a lot of preparation work this summer. So going to be reaching out to all of the other people that are going to be building the set, doing the costumes, doing lights and sound. There's going to be a little bit of dance in it as well. So I'm going to be working with all of the adults that are doing that to make sure that we are fully ready when we start in September.
Okay, so our guest is Kat Middledorp, who is the fall time theater director, produce, what?
Director.
You're the director.
Yes.
Of fall theater.
Yes.
Would that be, that's fair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk to Kat a little bit more. Why not? We got her in the studio. Might as well take advantage of it. So stick around. We got more of the Raider Rap coming up on AM 1080 and FM 95.1, The One, KYMN. Stick around.
Community banking at its best. Whether you are looking to improve your financial future, planning to buy a new home, or considering a mortgage, Heritage Bank in Northfield can help. Our ability to make decisions locally provides you the highest level of service at competitive rates. Your finances and home are important to you, and having a staff that you can trust makes all the difference. We make banking easy with real estate specialists and loan officers ready to help you. Stop by Heritage Bank on Highway 3 or contact us at heritagebankmn.com and see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can help you build your future.
Every day, each and every one of us at Benjamin Bus feels privileged to safely transport Northfield students to and from school and many after-school activities. We thank you for trusting Benjamin Bus with your most precious cargo, your children. At Benjamin Bus, safety is always our number one priority. Our team of drivers has over 400 years of combined experience, and they pride themselves on their record of keeping the children of this community safe. We at Benjamin Bus are proud of the accomplishments of the Northfield Raiders and wish all of the Raider student athletes a safe and successful season.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bress, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Cravey, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Mallory Peterson, go Raiders!
Hi, this is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Builders. I want to take a moment today to reintroduce you to our Bluffview neighborhood. We are excited to let you know that in 2025, we are in full swing. We've completed the first 10 homes and it's turning into a great neighborhood within our community. We presently have 4 homes for sale that are in various stages of completion, including our model home that is available Friday through Sunday each week. The best home sites always sell first, so come today. Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom homes meet your budget and your dreams.
New years bring new projects, and whether those projects involve graphic design, website creation, or banners for your business, the folks at By All Means Graphics and Graphic Mailbox are here to get your new year off to the right start. Our team will meet you where you are, from creating a concept to fine-tuning the designs that you already have. All with the top-notch service and smiles for which we are celebrated. With 2 convenient downtown locations, we can create, print, and produce anything from business cards to vinyl decals to signage. Need to ship? Whether it's across town or across the globe, we're the experts. Stop down at By All Means Graphics on Bridge Square or Graphic Mailbox in River Park Mall on Water Street, or go online at byallmeansgraphics.com and graphicmailbox.com. We look forward to helping you make this new year the best year ever.
Hi, folks. This is Fire Chief Tom Nelson. Tune in on the fourth Thursday of the month at 7:20 for the latest news from Northfield Area Fire Rescue Services. If you miss the live feed, you can find it at kymnradio.net or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on KYMN 95.1, The One, and AM 1080, 1034 now in the Cannon Valley area. Hey, good morning, everyone. It's overcast. We're going to see a high of 70-something, but chance of rain on again, off again throughout the day, all day long. And what a great day to do laundry or something, Kat. Kat Middledorp is our guest, and she is the full-time director, theater director for the high school. And Kat, you get to go home and do some domesticated kind of stuff, which is not a bad day because a little bit of overcast rain.
Exactly. Whatever. It needs to happen.
Great day to get some dust balls taken care of. So we're talking about the fall presentation, and it's called Sense and Sensibility. Mm-hmm. Tell me, when does this play take place, or what is the era in which it happens?
Yeah, so it's the Regency era of England, so kind of early 1800s is what we're looking at.
So early 1800s, mm-hmm. you have a person who's going to be stitching clothing.
Yes.
Costumes. So do they do them all, or they do some of it? What's going on there?
So Helen Dillon is our costumer, and she has costumed many shows, has been doing the fall show at the high school for a couple years now, and has done costumes at the Guild. I think I first worked with her when I was maybe 12 years old. She sewed some costumes for me. But she is a fantastic seamstress, so she'll be sewing some of them herself, and then some stuff she'll be going to other theaters in the area to source, you know, correct costumes for the time period, and bring that over for our show.
So do you just give her a direction and she creates the pattern and she goes, or do you have something in mind? You're saying, I really need this, this, and this.
Yeah. So we met about a week ago to kind of talk through things. And she has done another show that was in this period. So she has a lot of patterns already. So she brought some of the stuff that she had from a previous show. And then I brought some of my ideas. For the most part, I'm hoping to have pretty true to the era costumes, but there are a couple in there that we're going to get a little funky, a little absurdist with. We have these five narrator characters, and they're not quite a part of the story, a little bit out of it, so I'm hoping for some sort of over-the-top, bright colors, a little bit crazy costumes on them, so we were chatting about that as well.
So where are you going to get... She can't put them all together, can she?
Yeah, she'll do all of them.
All 22?
All 22 students, yep. Yeah.
She's doing all the costumes.
She is. Mm-hmm.
Where's she getting all that fabric?
Well, so some of it she'll be purchasing from SR Harris, and other stuff. She will be finding, you know, some pre-made costumes at other theaters as well. So she won't necessarily sew all of them, but she will be sourcing all of the costumes for everyone.
So she's your customer.
She's my customer.
That's her job. Mm-hmm. You take care of that, I'll take care of the rest.
Mm-hmm.
So... where's that funding coming from? It can't be free.
Nope. So Helen is one of our paid crew members. We have a couple of paid crew members who are our adults that are coming in to help teach the students. And then we do have a small budget from the high school for supplies for costumes, supplies for the set, supplies for props, all of that. So it's part of my job is to kind of sit down with that budget and see, great, you can have this percentage of what we've got. And then, you know, someone else will have a different percentage. For this show, I'm hoping that my set will be pretty minimal. And so Brent Kivel, who's building our set, will not need to use as much of the budget to buy supplies on that end. And so I'm able to use more of that money for Helen to purchase costumes and fabric.
Is this a multiple act play?
It is. It has two acts to it.
So it's two acts.
Yep. It's runs about 2 hours long.
Is it a big changeover between act one and act two? Because you talked about the building of the set.
Yeah. There's not a huge change. We move from one living room to a different living room. And so we will get, you know, probably a little bit of different furniture, sofa cover. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Or like rearrange it on the stage. You know, we don't have the budget of a Broadway show.
Sure.
And so we're going to work with what we've got. Yeah.
Crazy question, but is there like free will donations out there that you could help contribute to maybe help with the, like some for costs and, you know, defray some of those costs? Can if people love the theater, can they donate?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would recommend reaching out to the Northfield Fine Arts Boosters. And they are a fantastic group of mostly parents of our students, but also just community members that love the theater, love the fine arts. And they fundraise year round for theater, also for music. So band, orchestra, choir, all of the needs that any of the fine arts at the high school need. So I would recommend reaching out to them, and they will happily take your donations. And then those are spread out among all of us fine arts people.
Sense and Sensibility is the name of the play.
Mm-hmm.
In the 1800s.
Yep.
So just kind of one of those. Is it a true story? Is it based on a true story? Do you know?
So it's based on a novel by Jane Austen, who wrote. She also wrote Pride and Prejudice, if you're familiar with that one. She wrote a lot of big, well-known novels of the early 1800s. And it tells the story of a family whose father dies rather suddenly. There are three daughters, and the oldest two are late teens, early 20s. And because they are all women, the money from the father goes to their older half-brother. And so the three daughters and their mother have to move to a cottage and deal with living with far less money than they had before. And then there is also some romance in there as well.
Well, but of course.
Of course.
Of course. I bet. So is it the youngest, the middle, or the oldest?
It's the oldest two daughters.
Okay, so
it's
they
both
get to
their,
be romantically
yes,
involved
both of their
there
romantic
in all
stories.
That. Mm-hmm. And they say, oh, this is a high school production.
Yes.
So nobody, like you said, this is, and if you're a little over 18, you can't be in it.
Unfortunately, no. It's
not this
all,
time.
All of our 9th through 12th graders are eligible.
You've already got a date.
I do.
What is it?
Yes. So we are going to be in November. There are 5 shows. So we have November 7th and 8th, which is a Friday, Saturday evening. And then also the following weekend, the 14th and 15th, Friday and Saturday. And then we also do have a Sunday matinee on November 16th.
Oh, very nice. That is a Sunday. Yeah, cool. Any idea if there's an admission?
Yep. So you can purchase tickets at the front door. I want to say it's something like $7 or $8 per ticket,
wow.
But I would need to double check. It's not
super inexpensive.
Exactly. Exactly.
Great for
yes.
the family.
Yes.
Fantastic. Can you get them in advance? Is there any type of website out there?
Not. No? It's certainly not available now. Generally, okay. People just purchase at the door, and we have enough seats. But obviously, if it's going to be a hot ticket seller, we'll have to figure something out to do some purchasing ahead of time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Be nice, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to fill that house as much as we can, get as many people in there.
Instead of Ticketmaster, we'll have the Catmaster.
Right,
or something
exactly.
Like that. So,
exactly.
So get your tickets at Catmaster.com. So, surprisingly enough, you're anything but standing still between now and November. I mean, and you said that, so the auditions are done, costumes are in the works, and the stage is in the works, but when do you actually start practicing?
Yeah, so we will start rehearsal with the students on the first day of school, September 2nd.
Bam.
So we will have about 2 months of rehearsals. Almost every single weekday, we'll be meeting for about 2.5 hours to put the show together. Yeah.
Is there a main character? Because you said there was 3 daughters
yeah.
and a mother.
I would say it's sort of the two leads are the two oldest daughters.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Did we have those? Do we know who that is?
Yeah. So the eldest daughter, her name is Eleanor, and she will be played by Sam Zenk, who is will be a junior at the high school. And then the middle daughter, Marianne, will be played by Emily Johnson, who is also a junior at the high school.
Let me look at this. That's not her. Okay. There's Annika Johnson, Karina Johnson, and now Emily Johnson.
Emily Johnson, yes.
Okay. Well, very good. So is this your first opportunity as a theatrical director?
So this is my first time doing a full show as a director. I have a background in music, so I have music directed a couple of shows. Most recently, music directed Legally Blonde Jr. at the Northfield Arts Guild, which opened, it was back in March is when that opened. And I've also worked quite a bit as a stage manager, but this was my first time as a director for a full-length show. I've done some little, like, small one-acts here and there. So I'm very, very excited.
Are you still singing? Outside of the shower?
Yes, I am okay. Still doing some. I'm singing, certainly less than I was when I was, you know, studying.
Are you writing? Do you write your own stuff?
I don't write my own stuff.
Okay.
No, I generally sing more opera and musical theater. So I will sing at some various churches. Was singing at a church up in St. Paul. I'll be singing at First UCC this summer a couple Sundays. And then I haven't been on stage in a while. I need to get on stage instead of, you know, behind the scenes. I've got to jump back on there again.
Is there an opportunity for you this summer to do that then? Or
probably not this summer, but I'm always looking at, you know, the shows that the Northfield Arts Guild is doing and the other community theaters in the area, see if there's something that I am excited to get myself in. Yeah.
Sure. Cool. All right. Well, listen, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations. Good luck.
Yeah.
Hopefully the best.
Thank you.
But you're going to have to come back now.
Yes.
If we have the Raider Rap going in the fall, I'm going to have you come back in so you can tell me how it's going.
I would love it. I could bring a couple of my students.
That'd be awesome.
Well. Yeah.
We'd love that. Because,
yeah.
Again, the Raider Rap is about activities. It's about the people that participate. And I've said this 100 million times. It's not just about the sports. I was lucky enough to participate in sports, but I played the chess. I also was in theater and drama and choir and band, and I got to do it all, you know, because it's crazy how many things they offer here at this high school.
So many things. Yep.
Fantastic,
one of the great things.
Right? Just so much stuff. So thanks for coming on and sharing your activity.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
This should be a lot of fun. So it's Kat Middledorp is the director of the fall. And is there, I don't know, you could check out the Northfield Arts Guild or something like that and just see what else is going on in the theater world.
The Northfield Arts Guild has got a lot of fantastic theater. We've got some summer theater camps. There's a summer show that they're doing as well. So there is always opportunity for theater here at Northfield.
Awesome. All right. Well, we are going to take another break. And then when we come back, we'll probably do a little bit of the Raider Rap coming up. Or not the Raider Rap. We're on the Raider Rap. We're doing some Meet the Raider, which is kind of, we already met. We digress. We're moving on. I'll be right back.
Community banking at its best. Whether you are looking to improve your financial future, planning to buy a new home, or considering a mortgage, Heritage Bank in Northfield can help. Our ability to make decisions locally provides you the highest level of service at competitive rates. Your finances and home are important to you, and having a staff that you can trust makes all the difference. We make banking easy with real estate specialists and loan officers ready to help you. Stop by Heritage Bank on Highway 3 or contact us at heritagebankmn.com and see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can help you build your future.
Every day, each and every one of us at Benjamin Bus feels privileged to safely transport Northfield students to and from school and many after-school activities. We thank you for trusting Benjamin Bus with your most precious cargo, your children. At Benjamin Bus, safety is always our number one priority. Our team of drivers has over 400 years of combined experience, and they pride themselves on their record of keeping the children of this community safe. We at Benjamin Bus are proud of the accomplishments of the Northfield Raiders and wish all of the Raider student athletes a safe and successful season.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bress, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Cravey, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Mallory Peterson, go Raiders!
Hi, this is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Builders. I want to take a moment today to reintroduce you to our Bluffview neighborhood. We are excited to let you know that in 2025, we are in full swing. We've completed the first 10 homes, and it's turning into a great neighborhood within our community. We presently have 4 homes for sale that are in various stages of completion, including our model home that is available Friday through Sunday each week. The best home sites always sell first, so come today. Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom homes meet your budget and your dreams.
New years bring new projects, and whether those projects involve graphic design, website creation, or banners for your business, the folks at By All Means Graphics and Graphic Mailbox are here to get your new year off to the right start. Our team will meet you where you are, from creating a concept to fine-tuning the designs that you already have. All with the top-notch service and smiles for which we are celebrated. With 2 convenient downtown locations, we can create, print, and produce anything from business cards to vinyl decals to signage. Need to ship? Whether it's across town or across the globe, we're the experts. Stop down at By All Means Graphics on Bridge Square or Graphic Mailbox in River Park Mall on Water Street, or go online at byallmeansgraphics.com and graphicmailbox.com. We look forward to helping you make this new year the best year ever.
Hi, I'm Greg Evans, President and Chief Executive Officer at Merchants Bank. This year, Merchants is honored to celebrate 150 years of uninterrupted service as a community bank. It's a milestone that speaks to our stability and strength as an independent local bank. It's a source of great pride, and we wouldn't still be here without you. Thank you to our friends, neighbors, local businesses, and loyal supporters who have trusted us as a financial partner. We're proud to have helped fulfill thousands of hopes and dreams since 1875.
Looking for your next weekend escape? Discover Cannon Falls, Minnesota. Nestled between the Twin Cities and Rochester, Cannon Falls is your perfect getaway. Featuring scenic bike trails, tubing on the Cannon River, charming shops, and local wines and craft beer. Whether you're craving adventure or a peaceful retreat, it's all here. Come for the day or stay for the weekend. Cannon Falls, Minnesota's hidden gem. Plan your visit today at cannonfalls.org.
This is Ryan Foley from Rich and Ryan in the Morning, letting you know where you can listen to KYMN on the radio at 95.1 FM, 1080 AM, online at kymnradio.net, then click the Listen Live button, or through the TuneIn app for live radio and Spotify for pre-recorded interviews. Here to serve talk, news, music, Raider sports, Twins, and local homegrown programming, KYMN 95.1 FM, 1080 AM, The One, a community station for all.
Welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on KYMN. Jimmy LaRue with you on a Saturday morning. And what can I tell you? Hope the horses are doing okay today, Janet, out there in the barn. Hopefully keeping them nice and dry, brushing them down. Or who knows, maybe you're all the way up in Woodbury already today, this morning, or whatever the case may be. But good morning to you and Julie, and thanks for tuning in this morning. Thanks for everyone who tuned in, all six of you this morning who has tuned in to the Raider Wrap. If you missed the program and you'd like to hear back and hear a little bit more of what's going on, you can certainly do so. If you want to check out the Raider scoreboard with Grant Selko, that'll be available to you at kymnradio.net. Just go to programs, go to the Raider Wrap, click on today's date. You can hear back. You can actually listen back to all kinds of fun stuff. Last week was a great interview with the track team. That's a fun little interview. And we've had some great interviews with Sherry and Sherry Satchel, who was with the springtime play and different things like that. So, again, kymnradio.net. Go to the programs, go to Raider Wrap, and then click on whatever date you want. You can go back as far as the archives will take you, and you can listen back to all the fun programming. And another great performance here by Kat Middledorp this morning, who is the Fall Now Theater Director. And we talked about Sense and Sensibility. If you want to hear back a little bit more about that, you can certainly do that as well. But we have to do Meet the Raider, and Grant Selko is going to be here available and talking to Matthew Heff, and we will find out what's going on with Meet the Raider. This is one of our final presentations of the 2025 season. So, again, here it is, Grant Selko. Let's see what he's got in store for you today.
Hello, Raider Nation. Welcome back to Meet the Raider. I'm your host, Grant Selko, and in today's studio, we have cross-country captain and lacrosse varsity player Matthew Hafner. Thanks for coming in, Matt.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Right, so cross-country season is right around the corner, and you are a captain. How does it feel to be elevated to the captain role this year?
You know, the captain role is a pretty important thing because, you know, you plan routes, you plan events, you plan all sorts of things, and you're really the bridge between some kids and a new sport, you know, which I think is pretty cool. You can really be a part of someone's athletic journey.
In your past years, have captains been a big part in your cross-country career?
Oh, for sure. No doubt about it. Yeah. They really make the sport memorable. They make it fun, and they add just another level that just no captain like would, you know?
What role are you going to look to provide this year?
You know, like I said, that bridge that some people might need to becoming an athlete, maybe joining a new sport. I feel like that's a pretty important thing. That could be a cool role to fill in, but otherwise just being a leader throughout exercises and throughout a bunch of different things.
So I know that you've been in cross country for a while. So
sure have.
Can you walk me through how you first joined?
Yeah, some of my friends had done cross country a couple of years before me. I joined my freshman year, so this is going to be my fourth year running on cross country. And yeah, they had been previously introduced to the sport by other captains, so that was pretty cool.
What has been your favorite part of cross country so far?
Probably just the team of cross country. You know, it's not something that you get in other sports because there's just a lot of unique connecting opportunities throughout the runs. You know, you spend a lot of time with those people in your training groups, and you get to really know them pretty good throughout runs.
Do you think that's what really makes the sport worthwhile?
I think that's what makes the sport very unique and, yes, worthwhile.
So what are some things that made drag practice?
Probably weather. I feel like weather could definitely be a factor in how good your practice is going to go. And then just throughout the season, people get exhausted, people get tired, and you really got to take care of your body. You really got to stay on top of drinking water and getting sleep and getting the right nutrition that you need. So, yeah, definitely some obstacles throughout the season.
So you were talking about the dynamic of the cross-country team being unique. How could you compare that to the lacrosse team?
I would say lacrosse is more of a sport in the sense that there's a team and there's a drive to win as a team. Now, I would say cross-country is pretty individual. I'd say you do a lot of individual things just by yourself and individual efforts in trying to improve your own time. It's also a team thing, but not as much as lacrosse would be, which does make it unique.
What are some comparisons and differences between the social dynamic between the two sports?
In lacrosse, you kind of depend on your teammates to also be successful on your own. But cross country, it's a lot of individual effort, which is definitely a lot different from lacrosse.
So going to the lacrosse side, what first got you into lacrosse?
Well, I had a little friend named Grant Selko.
What?
He gave me a stick and he said, "Yo, dude, you should play this sport," because he had played, I don't know, 2 years before me. And I was like, okay, I might try this out. This looks pretty neato burrito. And the rest is history, eh?
How have the two sports shaped you as a person?
You know, I would say lacrosse definitely shaped me by learning and growing my brain in the idea that it's not all one person in this world, and there's a lot of things that need to go right and a lot of things that you need to contribute to. And as our coach said, you need to embrace your role throughout the season, which is definitely it's definitely something that can be translated into real life scenarios in embracing your role that you're given. And then on the cross country side, that's definitely been something that grew me mentally, because a lot of running is mental. A lot of people say your body wants to give out 60% of the way of your full effort, and then you can actually go 40% more effort, which is definitely a mental battle, which is definitely somewhere I've grown in my cross country career.
So you talked a little bit about embracing your role on the lacrosse team. What would you say your role was in both lacrosse and cross country?
A role that I definitely have on the cross country team is definitely a leader and a contributor. A contributor to making things go smoothly, especially as a captain. You have a lot of responsibilities to make the season fall into place and make things work. On the lacrosse side, my role on the lacrosse team is definitely a bench warmer. I only got like 5, 6, 7 minutes of playing time on varsity.
How do you believe your role of being a quote-unquote bench warmer helped contribute to the team?
Well, I didn't play a lot of varsity this year. I'm hoping for more time next year. But being a quote-unquote bench warmer, I can definitely get the team more focused. I can definitely cheer them on. Definitely help hop in some reps, you know, give some other guys some breathers, give them some little rest, you know. And that's just a little bit of my role, I guess.
Which of the two sports do you prefer?
Now that's a tricky question here, Grant, because the sports are super different. I would definitely prefer one over the other if we were looking at specific reasons on why. If I wanted more of a sport to win, that would be lacrosse, because it's a team effort and you get hyped up and it's awesome. And then more of a individual myself challenge, I would say that would go to cross country, which is interesting and one of the reasons why these sports are so different from each other.
So we've been talking a lot about how the two sports contrast. how do the two sports play into each other and almost help each other with growing your game on each sport?
Yeah, cross country definitely helps my stamina for lacrosse. You know, you're running 5, 6, 7 miles a day. That'll definitely get your legs and lungs real in shape for the lacrosse season. And then for the other way around, I would say lacrosse definitely gives you some grit and some toughness for the cross country season.
Pre-game, what does it look like for you getting ready to get out there in a lacrosse game?
For a lacrosse game, you know, I'm stretching, I'm getting my mind cleared, because what a lot of coaches say is just to leave the backpack off the field. Meaning you put all the things that you're worrying about away and off the field, so you can really focus on what's happening in the game. So if you have a missing essay that you need to get in, you take that off the field, because otherwise those things in the back of your mind are just going to drag you down during the game and keep you less focused. On the cross country side, I'm definitely just clearing my head, because you know that next 19-20 minutes of running at about as fast as I can go for 3.1 miles, I definitely need to clear my head of anything negative that will pull me down during that race, and anything that'll just get me distracted from me trying to accomplish what I want to.
Now, do you have any sort of pre-meet, pre-game rituals that you like to go through before every game/race?
No, I don't have a lot of rituals other than drinking a lot of water, because in previous years and of lacrosse and races, I have found that being prepared is probably the most important ritual that everyone should follow. That being getting sleep, eating the right food, and getting enough water. Because if you show up without one of those things to either a meet or a game, you're definitely gonna feel it. You're gonna get dizzy, you're gonna feel weak, and it just won't go in your favor if you don't prepare yourself for what's happening. Start over.
How do you ever get any pre-race, pre-game nerves or anxiety?
Yeah, for sure. That's definitely something that all athletes face. You know, those what do you call them, butterflies in your stomach. What a lot of people do is channel those nerves and put it into the game. You know, whatever's worrying you, you make that power your legs to run. You know, whatever's worrying you, you make that power your brain to think and make good decisions in that game. You know,
what have been some of your biggest accomplishments in the two sports?
Probably my biggest accomplishment in lacrosse is getting the most improved award in lacrosse, because I put in a lot of hard work. You know, I hurt my knee early on in the season, but I still found a way to keep grinding, keep elevating my game, and up to the varsity level. My biggest accomplishment on the cross country side would probably just be becoming captain, because you know you have a lot of the team, that has your back. You know, they voted for you, they chose you to be captain, which is pretty cool. That's a pretty cool accomplishment that not many people get.
What have been some of your biggest setbacks in each of the two?
Yeah, so like I said earlier, being prepared is one of the most important things in both sports, and not getting enough sleep or summer miles in the cross country, looking at things, can definitely get you injuries, which is what happened to me last year. I got a stress fracture in my right leg because I didn't get enough sleep and I wasn't taking care of my body good enough. So that took me out for around 2 months of the season, which is not great. And then another setback in lacrosse would be me spraining my ACL this year. I had to get my knee wrapped for every single practice, and I missed, I think, one game. It was always a worry that I would re-injure my knee, so I did lots of stretching and lots of water, lots of sleep, so I wouldn't re-injure anything.
What do you think those setbacks have taught you?
Yeah, like I said earlier, that's just teaching me how to be more prepared. You know, how to be ready and prepared to go into things with 100% energy and 100% preparedness.
Looking in the future,
yeah,
what are your plans post high school, whether it be education or anything with sports?
You know, looking at sports, yeah, I don't think I'm one to take sports with me to the college level. You know, that's just another step of work that you need to put in, and I just don't see that following me into my future.
So what do you see following you in your future?
Yeah, Grant, I'll definitely still run though. Running is something that you don't need a team to do, like lacrosse. You know, you can just go out on your own, you know, pop out a couple miles just like that. You're ready for the day. Oh, it depends on what level of your fitness is. If you're just trying to stay in shape, you might just do like 3 to 4. But if you're really up in those miles, you can go 6, 7.
During the off season, what kind of off season training do you do outside of your sports?
So, as you may already know, cross country is a fall sport. But at the very start of summer, cross country has captain's practices, which lasts 10 weeks, and that's 10 weeks of training for the season. So that's definitely quite a big off-season training thing that cross country does. On the lacrosse side of things, there's little leagues that Northfield does around the place, you know, fall ball and winter ball. Play a couple games, and then there's spring training in the very early, late at early stages of spring, late stages of winter that are led. And it really just sharpens everyone up for the season.
Good luck on your senior cross-country season. And thank you for coming in today. And thank you, KYMN fans, for listening. If you missed a part of this interview live or you just want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the sports header. You're with Grant Salko on this week's Meet the Raider on the Raider app. Tune in for more sports this week on KYMN 95.1.
Well, you heard it here first. You can go to kymnradio.net/Raider scoreboard to tune in to all the great, exciting interviews from today. Thanks to Kat Middledorf, who joined us live today. Unfortunately, couldn't get Mel on the phone here today. And we had some technical difficulties, but we're hoping Mel to be in there. But hey, congratulations to the girls' golf team, the boys' golf team, the girls' track team, and the boys' track team on a successful season as well. So congratulations to everyone. I think Janet Smith should be Coach of the Year in the state of Minnesota, but that's just me. I'm a little on the biased side. Needless to say, thank you for joining us. Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu for yet another week. Take care. Find 10 seconds of happiness if you're out and about today. And whether you're protesting or you're not protesting, you're walking down the street, take an umbrella with you if you may want it, because a chance of rain throughout the rest of the day and the rest of the week, for that matter, with a high of 70. Thanks for joining us again for another Raider Wrap here on KYMN 95.1 The One and AM 1080. Hope you have a great summer. We'll see what happens. If I can get Jeff LaPlanta, Charlie Cloud, and Brent Yule in studio next week, maybe we'll do an encore production for yet the month of June, but yet to be seen. So we have to get that figured out. If we can get them on, great, fantastic. Otherwise, have a great summer, boys and girls. Take care. Find your 10 seconds of happiness, and we'll see you next time on KYMN 95.1 The One and AM 1080 KYMN.
South Soda, Benjamin Franklin, 1 hour, and Mr. Sparky, how can we come through for you today?
We need a new AC ASAP. Can you send a crew out to install one?
Does a one-legged duck swim in a circle?
Is it a gray duck?
Either way, the answer's yes. If you're south of the cities, cool your kitties, stop your drooling, and call South Soda Cooling. We can absolutely, positively replace your AC. But maybe you want us to see if we can fix it first.
Fill your boots, but it's 17 years old. When can you get here?
Faster than a Sasquatch in a thunderstorm.
How fast is that? Holy buckets, you guys are already here.
That's Susie for you.
South Soda 1 Hour Cooling, we can fix your AC right. Or install a new one if it makes more sense. And we always have easy payments if you want them.
The absolutely positively people.